And we have a really special guest today who we'll introduce to you in just a minute. But for the moment, Paul, hello. Welcome back.
Mike, it's a pleasure. I hope you had a good day yesterday. Mine ended with a very nice social gathering on Lake Winnebago last night. Lots of airplane people and good company and good food, and it was a perfect evening for it. So
it was cool and dry. Right now it's clear and 77. For those of you who can't be in Oshkosh, I wish you were here because it's just gorgeous.
The introduction to us said that we do live conversations, so let's start out and have a live conversation.
Well, so we're delighted to have with us a well-known commercial pilot beginning today's broadcast, but in an unusual twist, he is not actually here with us today, and it's not because he's off working. It's not because he's on vacation. And to be honest, it's not even because he has no legs and that his eyes never blink, both of which are true about this guest. It is because he is seen only on social media, and he is perhaps best known for his videos on Facebook about life on a regional airline from the flight deck's perspective. Captain Roger Victor, welcome to EAA Radio.
Well, thanks for having me, Mike. It's good to be here.
So Captain Victor, you are a big deal these days because of Facebook. Now, what we learned about the regional airlines and your life from Facebook is kind of, well, it's a little unfiltered sometimes.
Well, sometimes you got to be unfiltered, much like our oil here at Speed Tape Airlines.
So let's talk about your situation. You mentioned Speed Tape Airlines. That's who you fly for, right?
Yes, sir.
So how's life at Speed Tape Airlines?
Oh, it's grand. I mean, if you don't want to have a life, you can have a life at Speed Tape Airlines.
Captain, I'm curious. Do you make a habit of pre-flighting airplanes, or do you send somebody?
No, the captain never pre-flights the aircraft. The first officer pre-flights the aircraft.
That's what I've been told. Do you ever do it with a puppet?
Do I ever do it with a puppet? I am the puppet.
No, I think the point here is that we heard this story about some guy who used to pre-flight his airplane with a puppet on one hand, and I just wondered how you'd feel about that.
Well, that guy's got to live in some limitations right there.
There you go.
His taste is all that, you know. Yeah.
So here, Captain Roger Victor, I wanted to just get your reaction to some of the comments that have been made on your Facebook page about your videos. Just, you know, give me in so many words a reaction to each of these. A genius satirical perspective from the left seat.
Wow. that's incredible. To be honest, the reception has been amazing. Not something that I expected to happen, really. I'm overwhelmed by it.
Brutally honest.
Yes.
If you're a pilot...
You have to be.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, keep going.
Because there's a lot of them here. If you are a pilot, you can't not laugh.
Yep. We spend so much time at work... maybe my collaborator here could comment on this more than I can, but we spend so much time being serious at work, and there's so much to laugh about. If you don't laugh about it, you just might end up hating what you do, you know?
Yeah, give me an example.
Well, you always have those days where it's long, and you have reroutes or maintenance problems, things break down, and you got to, stay face in front of the passengers. You got to show that professional side when inside you're just screaming, why me? Why? You know?
Here's another one. Fellow throttle jockeys, don't be drinking anything while watching these Captain Roger Victor videos. You may spray said beverage on your computer.
I remember reading that one, and I actually had a little snort at my nose. I read that one.
Captain Roger Victor will literally change the course of anyone's day who stumbles upon a video.
I hope so. Only for the better, though.
Yeah, just two more from Facebook here. Comments from Facebook. Collects far too many hotel soaps and smells like suitcase, but he's all right.
First off, I want to know who's sniffing me so they know what I smell like. But the soap thing is right on.
Fair question. And then the last one. If you start selling yoga pants, I'm changing this review to 1 star.
I saw that yesterday, but, I couldn't sell yoga pants because I don't like to sell things that I can't use myself. Given I have no legs, I have seen no need for yoga pants.
Makes perfect sense to me.
Captain?
Yeah.
Captain, if an aspiring pilot wants to be hired at Speed Tape, what are his qualifications?
Well, first, he has to have very questionable judgment. That's the first thing we need. Low moral standards, and they have to know how to handle an airplane that's missing an engine that we operate, you know, during, you know, normal revenue service.
Well, I know that getting an airplane off the ground isn't just one person's job. I know that your dispatcher, Louie, has a lot to do with everything that you can and can't do. Is Louie around where we can talk to him?
He hates me. Louie can't stand me. Yeah, hold on. Let me get Louie. Louie! Louie! They want to talk to you. Okay. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, Louie. So all I know is that you're a dispatcher, but I think there's more to the story.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a change of career for me. I used to be in refuse reclamation. For those who don't know, my name is Louie. I'm a raccoon. I used to do refuse reclamation. You know, people called it dumpster diving. I call it repurposing your refuse. That was going well for a while, but now people are more into recycling and composting. So I chose a different path and got hired on at Speed Tape as a dispatcher. I also do scheduling, and I'm also the head of the maintenance department.
Louie, what do you think of pilots in general?
When I think of pilots, I think they break my airplanes. I think that's what they do.
And that's...
there's a problem with that, Louie?
Well, when you're running a maintenance department, you don't want someone to break your planes. If someone breaks your planes, you got to start deferring things and writing things up and fixing things. You know how much it costs to fix something? I'd rather not have a pilot break it.
So, Louie, you know, when I'm sitting in the back of one of these planes and they say, oh, you know, maintenance is up front, they're just kind of taking care of paperwork. I mean, for the love of Pete, how much paperwork does it take?
You'd be amazed. I changed the screw once. I changed the screw back before I got in charge of the maintenance department. I changed one screw, 3 pages of paperwork, and that caused our new motto, don't use a screw when Speed Tape will do.
I love
it. And that's
it.
What we do now. I got that all on top of my desk. Don't use a screw when some Speed Tape will do.
So now I get it. Now I get it. Hey, listen, Louie, it's been great to meet you. I wonder if you could kind of put Roger back on the line for just a minute. We've been talking with Captain Roger Victor and Louie, the dispatcher from Speed Tape Airlines, who you will learn about and find out about and experience pretty much only on Facebook, as we understand it. Captain Roger, are you there?
Yes, Mike, I'm here.
Yeah, so I think it's time to come clean. I think it's time to confess the fact that you have a collaborator. That although you may be a funny guy, that there's somebody else working with you, and I'm wondering if you could put him on the phone.
We don't like to talk about him, but sure, I'll get him for you. He's right next to me here. I think he wants to talk to you.
Well, I gather you guys are really close.
Oh, you have no idea. You have no idea.
No,
hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, thanks so much for sharing kind of what's inside the writer's room there at Speed Tape Airlines. We're not gonna talk about who you are or who you work for, which is fine. I'm just kind of wondering, is there a place where you kind of stop short and go, you know, this was really relevant, but I'm not gonna talk about this.
Yeah, in everything that I try to do with Roger and Speed Tape Airlines and Louie, I try to keep it in as much good taste as I can and in good fun. So there were two projects I was working on recently where with the finished product, I looked at and I thought, well, this isn't really funny, or most recently, it could have been offensive or taken in an offensive way, so I never published it.
Yeah.
You know? So I have all these ideas, and I never know how they're going to turn out until they're actually completed. So once I saw it was complete, I figured, okay, this might have gone too far, or this is in poor taste, and, you know, I try not to do that.
Yeah.
So how long has Speed Tape been in existence?
Fictionally or actually?
Is there
a difference?
Yeah,
well, no. The backstory of Speed Tape Airlines, they've been around since 1988 when they had two Cessnas, but one engine split between the two Cessnas. That's the fictional part of it. The reality of it is that, you know, I've been doing Roger Victor and Speed Tape Airlines for only about 7 months now.
No kidding. Well, this is a pretty quick rise then. And, you know, Roger suggested that we need to ask you about your reaction to this quick success you've experienced.
Beyond belief. It was what launched. There was a video we did about missing breakfast at a hotel, and that's the one that went viral. And I've been doing Roger Victor for a few months prior to that, you know, and a couple hundred people maybe liked the page. That little video skyrocketed, and I've been playing catch up ever since.
Oh my goodness. Well, if you would, please put Captain Roger back on the phone so that we can say goodbye to our esteemed guest today.
Sure. You'll notice he sounds a lot like me.
You know, now that you mention it, I see that. But
all right, Mike, how are you?
Hey, Captain Roger Victor, thank you so much for talking with us today on EA Radio. And keep making people laugh about things that in the moment maybe are not so funny, huh?
Yeah, that's the goal. You know, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to have been invited to come on your show.
Great.
Keep looking for the free breakfast and the free newspapers, too.
That's right. And people can find me on Facebook. I'm also on YouTube and Twitter, by the way.
Okay. Captain Roger Victor. Thanks again. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with more of Squawk 1200. You're listening to EAA Radio.